that's true perfection. But still, that doesn't mean, well, I'll sin up to the day I die, and then God will make me perfect when he raises me from the dead. The house has to be built in this life, and you don't put the capstone on till the end, you see. But you don't build the whole thing in one moment. Now, God could do that, granted. But that's not what the Word teaches. Why do you even have a life? Why do I live for 80 years? What, just to spin my wheels? Just to, you know, goof off? Just to be here and whatever, eat, drink, be merry, experience fun of the world, the way, you know, what people think is fun? Is that what I'm here for? Or am I here to be raised up in his image, to be have the seed of God placed in me and formed into the image of Christ? Remember, Christ wasn't an angel. He was a man. He was a man who lived on the earth, a flesh and blood man. I, as a flesh and blood man, I'm going to be conformed to the same image that he had as a flesh and blood man. Not to the physical image, but to the spiritual image, to the image of righteousness, to the image of godliness, to the image of honor, and the image of all those things which are pleasing to God. In that way, I'm going to, as Jesus said, I do always those things that please him. That's what I need to accomplish in this life. And if I don't, well, as far as I'm concerned, that's not even possible. I will. But those who do not, it is manifest that they are not his. Because his perform these works. Not that they do these works to become his, but they are already his. See, it's the grace. The grace of God comes first. God's graciousness is before the foundation of the world. He knows you. I'm going to think up John. You know, he's going to be born about this such a time, and you know, and I'm going to bring him up, and in my plan, he's becoming my son. Let's pick the name out of a hat. God is going to make us perfect, establish us, set us fast, immovable in the faith, strengthen us, make you strong. I'm so weak. I can't stop. God strengthen you. How's he going to strengthen you? Well, you would say, I want to be strong. Well, then you're going to have to suffer. I know this. That's like everything I do prior to that suffering is just talk. Until you actually do the works, you're just a talker. I don't want to be just a talker. I thank God that he's given me some works being been performed in my life that I could say, I've seen this. And that not only has worked put some strength into me, but it's also worked patience. And as James says, patience has this perfect work which makes you perfect and whole, because you with patience wait for the hope of all the promises of God. These are also promises. These are things I have faith in. He's going to make me perfect. He's going to establish me. He's going to strengthen me. He's going to settle me. Settle means to actually ground as on a foundation. To establish is to set fast. I mean, like, he's going to get us on the proper footing, bolt us down there iron hard. You know? It's like the set fast is like the mortar. Establish is like the mortar. Settle is like to get in the right spot in the building, on the foundation, grounded. Made strong, perfected. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. The dominion is the Lord's. Verse 12, by Silvanus, a faithful brother unto you. This was the letter carrier. And I suppose I have written briefly, exhorting and testifying, that this is the true grace wherein you stand. Again, now, as I've taught the epistles of Paul, Peter teaches the same things. There's no different. Yeah, his dispensation was different in that he was mainly to the circumcision, but Peter was kind of transitional. He went to circumcision and to the uncircumcision, as is called by God. Meaning he didn't necessarily make that his ministry, but God would call him to Cornelius. And, you know, he might serve the circumcision, but there was always the uncircumcision around too. And his letter was addressed to strangers in Gentile areas. Though there could have been Jews he didn't know. That might have been a thing. But there's no real, you know, this is looking to the church, to the Christian, which could be Jew or Gentile. But again, notice he mentions, it's the time of our past. Hey, in our time of our past, we all walked in the will of the Gentiles. Because when the Jews do things as the Gentiles do, then they're like the Gentiles. I think, you know, those ultra-Orthodox Jews would probably agree that their liberal brethren are pretty much Gentiles. They're not really very, you know, following the law the way they follow the law. But it's a testify of the true grace of God. What is the true grace? Because the grace of God brings things that are good in this life. It works salvation that is effectual in this life. It works salvation that is not just a rubber. Not just a little, I'm going to protect you from the consequences while you go and do all manner of vile acts. That is not the grace of God. That is the false grace of God. That is the grace of God of the dudes on television whose mouths should be stopped because they speak things they ought not and they are not qualified nor are they called to handle the word of God except that they be called of Satan to serve Satan in the generation doing the works of Satan to lead people to death, to lead people to destruction as they were appointed. The church that is Babylon, that is at Babylon, elected together with you, saluteth you, and so doth Marcus, my son. Greet one another with a kiss of charity, of love. Peace be with you all that are in Christ Jesus. Amen. So Peter is being written from Babylon. He went, obviously, to the east. Interestingly, he didn't, at least at this point in his life, was nowhere near Rome. In fact, headed in the opposite direction. I know by tradition he died there. I don't know. I don't care about tradition. Whatever. Fascinating. Everyone wants the bones of the prophets. They garnish the sepulchres of the righteous and say to themselves, if we'd been in the days of our fathers, we wouldn't have killed. But, you know, they bear witness to themselves. They are the children of them which crucified Christ. I don't mean the Jews. I mean those who witness his sacrifice. They bear witness by offering the sacrifice of the Mass. They bear witness that they are the ones who crucified him.